Do you wish you had reliable whole food plant-based meals that were quick, simple, and actually tasted good? Would you like to find your new favorite healthy drinks, snacks, and desserts that make you smile big? Then you're going to love the Power on Plants cookbook. Inside, you'll find our family's favorite recipes that give us more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. Our clients taste tested these recipes and have given their rave reviews. And then I gathered them all up into one delicious collection just for you. Rich Alfredo sauce, creamy tomato soup, tasty burgers, mouthwatering dressings, nacho cheese sauce, brownie batter hummus, and so many more. You no longer have to choose between healthy and delicious. Grab your cookbook and all the current bonuses at poweronplants.com/cookbook today. That's poweronplants.com/cookbook. Tofu. It can seem so foreign when you're not familiar with it and you don't know how to prepare it. I remember when Jared and I first decided to try tofu. I didn't know where to find it, what kind to buy, or how to make it. Perhaps you've already decided that tofu tastes nasty because you've had a bad run-in with it. Or maybe you bought some tofu with good intentions, but you just never got around to using it because you found it kind of intimidating and foreign. But that's not going to be your story anymore because we've learned how to get this healthy source of soybeans into our life in the way that's simple and enjoyable too. And in this episode, we're sharing the 6 big do's and don'ts we've discovered that will help you love it too. Let's do this. Hey there, sunshine. Welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. We're your host, Jared and Anita Roussel, and we're absolutely head over heels for whole plant foods and helping you navigate this incredible plant-based journey. That's because our lives have been completely changed by plant-based goodness. We used to struggle every day with excess pounds and low energy, vascular disease, joint pain, and lack of sleep, just to name a few. And even though we're medical professionals, we still weren't getting practical answers that actually worked. So we dug into the research, we started living what we learned, and now we both have our lives back. And that's what we want for you too. The truth is you can do this, and it's not hard. You just need a way that will bring real and lasting change. And that path, it has to be simple and enjoyable, and it's got to be delicious too. So are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Then you're in the right place because living without limits, that's what Power on Plants is all about. So pull up your chair, grab a matcha latte, and let's get started. Hey, friend, welcome to this episode all about tofu, the 6 big do's and don'ts. Now, this is really important for a lot of reasons that we're going to be talking about as we go. But one of the big things is I don't want you to have tried tofu and miss out on it in the future because you had a bad run-in with it at one point, or it just feels so intimidating that you're just scared to try it. You know, I seriously have friends who've bought it, had it sit in their refrigerator for long amounts of time, so long that it actually went bad. And I believe that this happened to us when we first bought it. I think the first time we bought it, it just sat there for a long time and you held it up and said, "Are you going to cook this?" And I think it was already out of date because I just didn't know what to do with it.
Package might have even gotten a little puffy.
It may have gotten a little puffy. But I'm pretty sure we didn't open it. We just tossed it at that point.
I would like to ask, if you've ever had a bad haircut, did you give up on haircuts?
Ooh, no. That's a good point.
You just found a different stylist to do it.
Well, yeah. You don't want to give up on the haircuts or the tofu. That would be just really bad. Yeah, we moved about a year ago. I totally miss my incredible hairstylist so much. I've seriously been to 5 or 6 hairstylists here. Still have not found one I love, and I am really thinking about driving 5 hours back to my old hairstylist. Girl, if you have ever moved, you know what I'm talking about. It's a real thing, but we don't give up. We press on. We persevere. And that's what you want to do with tofu. So we are going to get into these 6 do's and don'ts with practical, tactical tips for you so that you can make plant-based simple, enjoyable, and delicious for yourself and your family. Step number one. Do eat organic tofu for your health. If you have not heard it yet, I want you to go back to episode number 206. Is soy healthy or should you avoid it? The research is in. for all the deets. Because when some of the top breast cancer specialists say over and over again that tofu is one of the main ingredients that's always in their fridge, there's a reason for that.
You listen.
Oh, yeah. You totally listen because they're saying it over and over again. So why do I hear the specialist saying that she keeps it in her fridge at all time? It's one of the top cancer-fighting foods she keeps in her fridge. Because the research is in, like we said in episode 206, and you can hear all about that. Go back and listen to that episode when this one's over. But eat it. Step number one is do eat it, and do buy organic, because soy is known to be highly treated with pesticides and GMO as well. So you do want to buy organic when you get it. So the point being for step number one is it's time to learn how to love it. Now, maybe you're thinking you've completely lost your marbles. I've tasted it. I've tried it. Anita, it tastes so bland. It is nasty. So did that chicken or that other type of meat that you used to love that graced your plate on a regular basis, did it taste great without sauce on it? I want you to think about this, sister. You know I'm right. You know what I'm talking about. What you really like most about meat is the flavor that the sauce gives it. You're not going to eat a plain piece of meat and find it tasting delicious and calling up your best friend telling them about this great recipe for a plain chicken breast that you found. You're just not going to do it because it doesn't taste good alone. You need that sauce.
So I'm just thinking of two recipes here. So let's say you have chicken marsala and then lemon pepper chicken. Chicken's chicken. But you would probably consider those two separate dishes because they taste very, very different. The marsala's that got that wine flavor. Mm-hmm. It's a sweet flavor.
I'm following
But that
you.
Lemon pepper, very different. Right. What makes it different? It's the same base. It's the same chicken.
Right.
It's the seasoning. It's the spices. It's the sauces on it.
It's
tofu's no different.
Flavor. You've got to get the flavor in there. Okay, so step number one is do eat organic tofu. And how do you do that? That's point number two. You get that block of firmer, extra firm tofu into some mouth-watering sauce. And we're going to be talking with you more about the importance of sauces as we go. But friend, you've got to become a sauce boss if you want to love your plant-based meals. This isn't any different from other types of food in this regard. You know, you think plant-based is so foreign and I don't know what to do with plants and I don't know how to eat plants. Well, what'd you do with meat? How'd you eat meat? I mean, you learn to dress it up with a sauce where you're going to do the same thing with plant-based dishes. If you want it to taste good, you've got to have flavor there, right? So please hear me. I am not talking about spending all day in the kitchen prepping it kind of sauces. We don't have time for that. I'm talking realistic, busy mama. Sister's got a lot on her busy plate sauces, okay? Does that make sense to you? Because that's my world. We are too busy for hour-long sauces that got to simmer and stew on the stove or that have 100 million ingredients that we don't have in our pantry. We need those staple ingredients in these simple sauces, 5 minutes max. I'm talking a whisk, a bowl, or a Nutribullet. Okay, bzz, done. All right, you can make glazes like barbecue sauce, Asian nut butter sauce, and Hollandaise sauce. Tell me about some Hollandaise sauce, Jared.
Oh, yeah. That has transformed some dishes for us in this house.
Transformed dishes. Specifically, can you think of one that it's transformed for you?
I would say the tofu scramble. It has actually made, not just transformed it, it made it possible.
Okay, we're going to talk about that in just a second. We're going to talk about that. You know exactly where I'm going. These sauces are the keys to taking tofu from bland and I don't like it to, hey, this really tastes good. Okay, I have to tell you the story about Jared's sister, Lainey. When she first met Tofu Scramble, she did not like it. Now, it was a typical recipe that's floating around out there that uses crumbled tofu and some shaken on spices like turmeric to make it yellowish like an egg. Now, would you?
Because yellow has a flavor.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Hashtag because yellow has a flavor. Oh, my goodness. All right. Would you please, please tell me, for the love, how that is ever going to taste similar to the scrambled eggs you used to love? Please. No, sister, I just can't even. Okay. So once I told her to trash that recipe and just try crumbling up her pressed tofu and then adding it to a skillet with her favorite veggies she's already sauteed, because we loved loaded scrambled eggs. Now, if you didn't, you can leave them plain and just put the sauce. But we love to get the extra veggies in when we can, and it gives so much flavor to this dish. So you've sauteed your veggies without oil. Now you're going to crumble up your pressed tofu into that same skillet. And then what are you going to do? You're going to drizzle on the Power and Plants Hollandaise sauce with a pinch of black salt. Kala Namek. And she was a happy camper. Now, please do not worry. I'm going to post for you the link in the show notes to the black salt, if you've never heard of it, so you can get it straight to your door. Just only use a pinch, though, because we want to minimize the use of salt. And it only takes a pinch of it for the egg flavor. But after Lainey had had tofu scramble this way, she was so happy because she actually liked them. She texted me and said, "Sister, this is amazing. I actually like tofu scramble. I just thought I didn't like it." But what had really happened is she had a run-in with a bad recipe. Look, you cannot sprinkle some yellow, as Jared says, onto your dish and end up with eggs and egg flavor. It's just not going to happen. Now, these are not identical to eggs. They're not going to be exactly like eggs. But they're so close to me.
They're pretty darn close.
Yeah. I mean, they're so close to me. I honestly like them better. And they don't leave you feeling bad afterwards. And that's the big thing here. You eat it. It tastes just as good. You never feel deprived, right? We don't want to set ourselves up to feel deprived. If you're eating healthy in a way that makes you feel deprived, how long are you going to continue that? Please ask yourself that. How long am I going to continue this until I get the results I want if I power through?
There's going to be some powering through there.
Yeah. And then I get the results I want. And then what am I going to do if it's not enjoyable?
It's going to start with
I felt deprived.
It'll start with the cheat day. Like, I'll just do it this once.
Yeah.
And then you don't see the immediate effect. Well, I didn't gain that 100 pounds back, and I don't feel quite as bad as I used to. And you might be good for a little bit, and you're going to cheat again and cheat again and cheat again. And then you'll be right back where you were.
Yeah, you're not going to be plant-based anymore. You're not going to be vegan anymore because you never learned how to enjoy it. And that goes for any way that you're living. You've got to learn how to enjoy it. But with plant-based, you're actually going to be getting healthy on the inside at the same time and getting those results. Like all of Jared's patients calling him up and going, "Hey, my blood pressure's gone down." I mean, he had it happen again. It's just over and over again. "My blood pressure's gone down. I'm coming off my medications for my blood pressure," with his help, right? Under doctor's supervision. You always want to do that. Under doctor's supervision, so that your blood pressure doesn't go too low or too high. But it can get better with plant-based. So can your cholesterol. This happens. This is what is normal when you're eating the foods that naturally heal your body. So what is step three? Do press your tofu out. Listen, you can skip this step if you'd like, but I'm all about saving you time and increasing flavor. Yes, you'll need to wait a couple of minutes for the liquid to get pressed out of that tofu block. But in the long run, it's going to save you precious minutes that add up to hours of your life. And I know you value those moments because I value mine too. You see, when you take a few minutes to press that tofu out, not only does it more easily soak up the flavors of the sauce you add to it, but it cooks faster because there's less liquid in there that has to cook out. And around here, we're all about that. Healthy meals done fast. So press the tofu out.
But I also think about then the liquid that's coming out of the tofu is going to water down the sauce, and it may not stick to the outside, and then it's going to run into the bottom of the pan. And so you're just not going to get a great result with that. I mean, saving time, huge bonus, but I think you're going to be disappointed with the results for a lot of those recipes that we do.
Because it'll water down the sauce and water down the flavor.
And we really, sometimes we'll let the tofu press for longer if we have the time, but really just a few minutes is all that's really necessary to get the bulk of that liquid out.
Are you having fun and getting some helpful tips today? Then please leave Mom and Dad a review, because they love getting to know you more.
Friend, we hope you're enjoying this episode as much as we love sharing it with you. It's our prayer that it's inspiring you and filling you with hope. If so, would you stop right now and share this podcast with another woman who's been praying for a health breakthrough? It would be a huge blessing to us if you'd take a few seconds to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts too. And now, back to the episode. Absolutely. Step number four is a do not. Do not give up. If you try one sauce and you don't like it on your tofu, try another one. Maybe it was a bad sauce recipe. I've experienced plenty of bad recipes online. So has my sister-in-law, right? So have many of our members. And they come to the membership and they start cooking the recipes and they say, Anita, this is changing my life. I mean, just yesterday, one of our members posted about how she tried the chili recipe. She made it and she said, this is the best chili we've ever had. No, of all time. She was saying, this is the best one we've ever had. And it just makes us smile to get those notes like that and just know that this is a game changer. Because when you replace those favorite things, and we always say that, find your new favorites. Find your new favorites. How many times do I say that? All the time. Why? Because it is key to your success. You've got to find your new favorites.
I'm sorry. As you're saying that, I'm envisioning a big giant gallon size jar where they maybe put 1,000 or 2,000 marbles in it, and you have to guess the number of marbles in it, and if whoever's closest wins the prize or whatever it is.
Right. I totally do not see how that relates at all. Because I'm completely lost.
Because you said how many times
I was losing my marbles?
No. You were saying, how many times do we say that? I'm thinking, oh, easily a couple thousand.
Oh yeah, I tried to guess. I can't even right now, y'all. I cannot even. He has messed me up. If I have to stop the episode and resume it later. This is so funny. He constantly has me in stitches. Does he make y'all laugh?
Sorry.
I totally didn't get where he was going with that because I think I said something earlier about losing my marbles, or maybe I was just
marbles. Well, you know, they might say guess the number of Skittles or guess the number of whatever that's in it.
How many
I thought
times?
Marbles might be a little bit healthier than Skittles.
That is hilarious. We could put cooked tofu chunks in there.
What we could do is have AI go through and listen to all of our episodes and calculate 2,354.
How many times I actually say...
Whoever guesses it gets a free copy of the cookbook.
I love it. Do y'all know we just passed 100,000 downloads for the podcast?
Yes.
We haven't mentioned that yet, and we're going to be talking about that. But that just made me think of, you know, hey, that's coming up. We can celebrate. But, oh my goodness. Listen, he always keeps me on my toes. It's so hilarious. I've laughed so hard right now. I don't even know if I can finish this episode. Okay. Step number four is do not give up. You're going to find and have some run-ins with some bad sauces. You probably already have. And I'm sorry that you've gone through that too. But I promise you that there are some very quick and easy sauces that actually do taste good, are healthy, and don't include any junk ingredients. If you don't know where to see smiling again, I'm scared. Are you just thinking about what we were talking about?
No, that's just still left over from before. I think my face is frozen. I'm just glad it was a smile and not cross-eyed.
Me too, dear. Me too. All right. So if you need those tried and true recipes that take 5 minutes or less and you just don't know where to start, the sauces I mentioned earlier, the barbecue sauce, the Asian nut butter sauce, and the hollandaise are all in the cookbook bundle, which you can find at powerandplants.com/cookbook. Now for step number five, do cook your sauce-covered tofu on a parchment-lined or silicone mat-lined baking sheet just until the sauce is mostly dried and browned a bit, okay? If you do not cook it this long until it starts drying out and it looks brownish, you'll most likely find the tofu wet, a bit mushy, and not pleasant to eat at all. You want it to be, if you picked it up with your fingers, it would be dry, not sticky on your fingers. It's going to make a coating. Think of something like a batter. You know, when you cook a batter on chicken, it dries out. You want this to dry out the same way. And step 6, do refrigerate it after you've cooked it this way and try it the next day. Now, something glorious happens to the texture of tofu when it's cooked after it cools, and it's even more glorious after it hits the fridge. If you're looking for chicken breast texture, something to replace your chicken, those old chicken nuggets, that just that texture that you know and love in your old favorite dishes, this is where you're going to find it. Our kids go and they'll just grab out a bowl of it leftover from the fridge and just eat it like chicken nuggets. I mean, it's that good. You can reheat it. You can put it on rice bowls. We cook usually more than we'll eat to have leftover
for that,
because we love to
just
eat it
plain. For that very reason, though, because many times we love it, the flavor warm, but we also love it, the flavor that it has, because sometimes the flavor intensifies when it cools down.
Absolutely.
But then you also get that texture difference. Sometimes you see that door swing open ever so slightly, and they reach their hand in, and you just watch them. They don't know you're watching, kind of sly. They pull out, and they've got a few nuggets, a few of the tofu nuggets
it.
In their hand
they
and
do
chew it.
It. Mm-hmm, absolutely.
See, Daddy sees you.
It's a real scenario.
Eyes everywhere.
I got eyes everywhere. Oh, my goodness.
Now, on step number 5, you mentioned something that we kind of glossed over. You mentioned putting it on a parchment lined mm-hmm. or the silicone lined pan.
Mm-hmm.
That will save you a ton of cleanup later, too.
Oh, yeah. We're all about that, too. You don't want to be...
Don't miss that little key element there.
No, you don't have time to be cleaning up in the kitchen. We don't have time for hours in the kitchen. We do not have time for that. Set yourself up for success by
yes.
doing all these little things. You'll listen to the podcast episode and you'll think you got it all. Go back and listen again, because there are those tried and true nuggets in there of the things we do. And that wasn't really even one of the points. I just throw extra stuff in there for you.
No, but I,
so
I caught
know how to walk
that
this
and that's
out.
Why I mentioned
mm-hmm.
it.
I'm glad you did. And you mentioned something that was genius at step number 6, which is how the flavor intensifies.
Yes.
Because if you're picking the tofu off the pan right after it comes out of the oven, and it's just cooled just enough to pop it into your mouth without scalding your mouth, you're probably not going to love the way it tastes, because the flavor intensifies as it cools. That doesn't mean you can't eat it warm, but I'm telling you, if you think, still doesn't have a lot of flavor, try it again in 10, 15 minutes. Try it again after it's been refrigerated overnight. And if you don't have time to sit there and watch it bake and try to figure it out, pop it in your dehydrator. That's your bonus tip. If you have a dehydrator, get some of this into your dehydrator. Looking to eat raw, get this in your dehydrator. I could not believe it comes out crunchy and satisfying, kind of just, I hate to say crunchy. I mean, it's not crispy, but it's got that bite, and it's like chicken. I mean, I can't believe how easy it is to make in
the dehydrator.
It's amazing
how much the texture is like chicken with that.
Right, but if you go too long, you're going to end up with tofu jerky, and it is not pleasant.
It's no. not good.
Set a timer.
So really, it is quick in the dehydrator. I'm talking just a couple of hours. So you want to check it about every hour in the dehydrator.
And so you don't have to worry about it burning, but if it goes too long, it gets about like jerky.
Yeah, and cook it at a raw food temp, something like 118 Fahrenheit if you're putting it in your dehydrator as well. So that's a huge bonus tip there. I mean, you just got a big takeaway if you hung with us till the very end, and we do that a lot of times.
And it doubles the isoflavone levels in it.
Oh, he's dropping the good stuff now. Y'all got to hear this.
When you bake the tofu, it drops the isoflavone levels to about half of what's present in it. But if you dehydrate it, keep it at about 118 or less, you maintain all that's in there.
All the isoflavones.
All the isoflavones. So you get all the goodness, all the breast cancer protection, all the helping to lower high blood pressure. I mean, just all the benefit that's in there.
Mm-hmm.
You help preserve it all.
Right. So it's beneficial to dehydrate it. If you think, I don't have time, or I've got to run to the store for a couple of hours, pop it into the dehydrator and let it make itself while you're gone.
But if you don't have a dehydrator,
don't worry.
Just proceed. March ahead. Get it. Make it. You will not be sorry.
And you're going to get benefits. And you're going to be fighting breast cancer. And you're going to be lowering your blood pressure. And you're going to be filling up and getting more of those plant-based nutrients that your body needs and loves so it can thrive. You're going to be rebuilding your gut flora and all the amazing things that happen when you eat more beans. And soybeans have things that other beans don't have. So you want to get them. You want to get that variety into your life. So let's recap these do's and don'ts. Step number 1, do eat organic tofu for health. Step number 2, become a sauce boss. Get the sauces on there. It's why you're going to love your tofu, and it's going to become one of your new favorites. Step number three, do press the tofu out. Step number four, do not give up. If you tried one sauce that's nasty, try another one. You're going to get a good one. And if you don't know where to start, grab your copy of the Power and Plants Cookbook. We'll have a link for you in this episode's show notes. And step number five, cook it until the sauce is mostly dried out and browned a bit. Step number six, do refrigerate it overnight and try it that way, because I think you're going to be in for a pleasant surprise. Your family might even catch you digging into the refrigerator to pull out a couple of sneaky nuggets, just like Jared busted the kids doing. You are going to like it. Listen, don't think I don't like tofu. It's like what Jared says. Always, always ask yourself. It's not I can't, it's how can I. It's not I don't, it's how can I. If it's something that's healthy, don't say I don't like it. I mean, I hear people. Okay, that's another whole episode. We're going to have to talk about that with your kids. Your kids walking around saying, I don't like. Okay, we're going to talk about that.
They've probably never tried.
We're going to talk about that on a future episode. But for now, take all these do's and don'ts, all these key takeaways that we've taught you. It's not a lot. It's not overwhelming. It's super easy. Remember, buy firm or extra firm. You don't want to deal with the soft stuff yet. Okay, that's for another time. Firm or extra firm, buy organic. Get it pressed out. We'll put a link for the tofu press down below. I'll link for the black salt down below so your tofu scramble can taste actually like eggs. And I'm also going to link for the Power and Plants cookbook, because if you want your scrambled eggs and you miss them, this is how you can get them back without just adding a little yellow. You know what I'm talking about. All right, sister, have a fantastic week. And remember, now you need to go back and listen to episode number 206. Is soy healthy or should I avoid it? I think you might know the answer, but we share a lot of great information about the research and more about soy in that episode. So make sure to listen to that. As soon as you're finished with this, have yourself an amazing week filled with blessings, sister. And we will see you again next time on Power on Plants.